Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, October 28th, 2019. We're going to talk to my wife. She had surgery on Friday. Get an update on how she's doing. Dan and the drunk dudes, including one that got arrested at the Pats game. We also have a dog in studio because that's just fun. And we're going to meet a new character on the show. It's called DIY Kennedy. We have producer Dan's mom is here. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing the puppy, by the way.
You're welcome.
This puppy already weighs like 400 pounds, and he's 8 days old, and it's just utter chaos, as I understand it. The first day at home, he broke out of the house, broke into the downstairs apartment, and ransacked the kitchen. Is that true, producer Dan?
Oh, dude, it's like Shawshank with this dog. You can't keep him still. he's breaking out everywhere.
It's what puppies do.
But the thing is, he's like a big boy.
Yeah, he's...
So whatever he wants to do, he's going to do.
And he's Labrador Dane. He's already like 65 pounds, and he's still got the puppy mentality.
There's no door going to stop him. There's no people going to stop him. I left the studio, and when I went to come back in, the door was closed. So I open up the door, and he tries to get out. And I did, you know, the human put your legs together to stop a dog trick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, nope, and just knocked me over. And your mom had to like grab him from his handle and say, oh, no. And
but he's a good boy. He has a wonderful temperament. He has a little training, and he's going to be the most awesome dog ever.
He is the most cuddly, lovable dog.
He really is a sweet, sweet boy.
And Nancy, for whatever reason, you have decided to allow us help you name your puppy, which is awesome. And you say Bo is kind of leading the way for you. Why Bo?
Bo means handsome, and he's a handsome boy.
Bo Breslin. We love alliteration on the Carson and Kennedy show.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
So Dan, not enough to be called Bo. Dan was Dan.
Yeah, Dan was Dan.
No. I was not a pretty baby, Kennedy.
Lisa,
look at you now, honey.
Lisa wants to get in on this action this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you thinking for Nancy's dog?
I'm thinking Kingsley.
Nancy?
Kingsley? That's a nice name, but I'm not sure about that one.
Why
Nancy's being so nice right now.
I was just going to say.
You don't have to be polite. We know you. It's okay.
She goes, Kingsley?
Say it with your chest, Mom. Come on. It's your dog.
I don't think so.
Oh,
all right. Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. You too. Sabrina, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So we have producer Dan's mom, Nancy, here. What do you think she should name the dog?
I think you should go with Bo, because I have a cat named Bo. And we always get him new bow ties for different holidays. And right now, he's actually got a spooky holiday bow tie.
Oh, he could be a distinguished gentleman.
I like the name Bo. I don't know if I'm going to put him in bow ties.
Oh.
Why not?
Where do I start? Not really your vibe.
All right. Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Somebody said Brewski. What about Brewski? And any Patriots player, any Bruins player, any Celtics player, naming it after an athlete.
No.
Yeah, we got a lot of text for Brady.
I like Tom Brady, but...
Would you name him Brady?
No, I still like
Bo. How about Goat?
No, I don't like
Goat. Someone else suggested Dan Jr.
No, I don't think so.
DJ, I like that. Just you yelling at Dan Jr. all day long?
The last one was JD, Jess Dog. I don't want to be DJ.
Scout?
No, I don't like Scout.
Mm. Maximus?
That one's not too bad.
It's a gladiator.
Yeah, Maximus is good.
Seymour.
No, it sounds like a cat.
No. Seeing he's the size of a pony, how about Flicka?
No. That's not very nice.
Carson suggested Secretariat.
That fits him.
Yeah, I feel like you either have to go all in on big or all in on like tiny or junior or smalls.
Someone else said Elvis. Hey, no. We don't need to.
We already got one Elvis.
We're not stepping on Kennedy's turf.
It's fine. I would welcome a new Elvis because they're going to be best friends, obviously.
We're also going to shoot some video here in just a few minutes when we go to commercial. And what we've done is Kennedy has printed out photos of Kennedy and Annie and producer Dan. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Nancy, we have a wedding pool happening here on the show.
I listen.
And
we love you,
Nancy. We've put money in on who we think is going to be the first one to get married of those three.
Nancy, would you like to join in this fun?
You want to put some money up?
Who do you think would be the first one?
Is it
going to
be your son? Is it going to be Kennedy or Annie?
I would like to pick my son.
Oh, well.
You would like to, however.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get married,
she
I don't
knows
think.
Me. Well, your boy's winning in a runaway on the fan vote.
Hey, I'm looking for grandkids. You don't want to do that either.
Whoa. We're talking about dogs here today, guys.
Are we?
What just happened?
I see a bead of sweat dripping down Dan's face.
What currently. Just happened?
People usually get dogs as a precursor to young children.
I'm going
to
take a lap. I forgot too much.
Nancy, come anytime to our show.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you bringing your puppy in. And are we just going to put some names up, or are we going to make a decision right now? What's the plan, Kennedy?
Well, it's up to Nancy.
I think I'm going to go with Bo.
There it is.
Hey, that's Bo it. Breslin. It's over. It's said. It's done.
Bo
that's
Breslin.
It.
That's it.
All right.
And forever he shall be.
Bo Breslin. I like it a lot. In fact, I feel like it's most like an Andy Dow situation. I want to call him Bo Breslin. Bo Breslin.
Bo Breslin.
Mm-hmm. Bo Breslin.
He's a full name kind of dog.
He's eating my bag.
Oh my God, look how cute.
Candy. Oh, he no, got the Halloween candy or my bag? What did he get?
No, he pulled up the jack-o'-lantern. Like, and he almost had it in his mouth, like right. Carrying it.
He's like, let's go trick-or-treating. I got my food. I'm ready.
Are you trick-or-treating?
Oh, and then he was like, I'm sorry, it was my bad. Oh, it's okay, boy.
All right, so keep an eye out for the video.
Love you, Bo.
We'll post the video of our new member of the family, Bo Breslin, and we're going to put the three photos down, and then we're going to put treats next to the three photos, and we'll see who Bo thinks is going to be the first to get married.
Bo knows.
He's also going to pick Dan Breslin. We know that to be the truth.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I wanted to bring my wife back on the show today. She was on with us on Friday morning. If you missed it, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago. She was doing a self-examination and found a lump in one of her breasts. And they have been tracking this lump over the past couple of years. And they finally said to her, we feel like it's growing. It's getting too big. And we need to have it removed. So she went in on Friday. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. Just dropping off at school. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Good. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Doing your same old regular mom duties.
That's right.
Can't
another
stop,
day.
Won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Atlanta Tager. Absolutely can't stop, won't stop.
So she went in on feeling Thursday, good. Had the surgery at Brigham and Women's, and I got to say thank you to them. They were just incredible over there. They took great care of her. I, of course, got lost and went to the wrong hospital. I spent an hour in the car going to the wrong hospital on Friday.
But only I'm, you.
Yeah, I know. But I made it there.
I mean, hey, go to the hospital where your son was born.
Yeah. The one that has the big sign outside that says,
I know.
Brigham and Women's.
I know.
Carson's like, where was Barrett born again?
Right.
I mean, literally park anywhere and just walk.
Yeah.
They're all there.
I went to Mass General and was sitting in front of it going, this is the wrong hospital.
Oh, Carson.
Has anyone seen a Southern lady on an IV?
Right. I mean, I got to tell you, Lana, I don't know how much interaction you had with your doctor. I had a chance to talk to him after the surgery, and the guy just seemed like he was incredible.
He was. The whole team there, I couldn't have had a better experience. And I feel great. And they were just so, they were so awesome, you know? Like, it put my mind at ease. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And, I mean, just got to do it. I can't imagine the people that have more invasive surgeries, you know, that this was just like, the tip of the iceberg, you know, really, because some people like having a double mastectomy, I can't imagine, you know.
But at the end,
put it a lot into perspective, you know. I'm just really thankful.
But everything's okay.
Yes, I mean, seems to be exactly what they thought it was, what it was diagnosed as, which is a good sign, because typically most of the time those are benign, and which we had biopsied, and I'll know by Wednesday, but they said it looked great. I mean,
awesome.
I was up on Saturday, you know.
Of course you
were. Carson was like, no, I think you should rest. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I think it's,
I think I'm okay.
It's 1 o'clock.
I swear.
I took 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol, and that was about it.
Yeah, she took nothing. She was awake coming out of the operating room. Like, she was right back, like, up and ready to go.
Of course.
Immediately.
The best part was when they asked if they could tape my... He's like, I have a really awkward question. Are those real? Talking about my eyelashes. And I was like, yes. Why? He said, because I need to tape your eyes shut.
Which, were you, Anna, were you like, would you like my serum?
Right.
I know a lady. I can help you.
She's like, with lashes like these.
Because seriously, have you seen Lana's lashes?
They're unbelievable. No,
and the anesthesiologist dug in. He's like, no. Are they really real? Because I'm about to tape them. She's like, oh, no. They're really real.
They look beautiful.
Yeah, I talked to your doctor afterwards. It was me and Lana's mom, and he said he came out. And he's like, everything went great. He's like, the mass was a little bit bigger than what we thought going in. I mean, it was pretty big, and he said, but you know, we went into the nipple. He's like, she's young.
Oh,
she's
my gosh,
beautiful.
You're sharing all this.
Well, I think it's important that people know what exactly is happening and what goes on, and the great work that these doctors do. And he said,
it is.
You know, and he said also, like, we want to do the right thing. We want it to look great and for you to feel great and to get it out. And so I was appreciative of all of that. I thought it was fantastic. So I'm just happy you're feeling.
Get that golf ball out of there.
Yeah,
can't
I know.
Believe that.
Right?
Golf ball. Wow.
Yeah, so it was like the size of a golf ball.
You're so tiny, Lana. I feel like that would have been sticking out, and you wouldn't be able to put your arms down.
Well, it was.
Well, it was sticking out.
Yeah, it was big and hard, and yeah, that was a big part.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Yeah.
And I think
it's out of there.
I'm so happy to hear that, Lana. I'm so happy.
Her third boob. Yeah.
It's like total recall.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Lana, thank you for sharing this too. I know it's very personal, but you know, Lana said to me, and I thought the same thing with Breast Cancer Awareness Month happening right now. It's just a reminder how important it is to check yourself. I mean, Lana was very young. You know, they say you're not supposed to go in and get checked until what? Maybe almost.
You get a mammogram until you're like 40, right?
It doesn't mean you shouldn't check.
Of course.
Check.
Yeah, and I felt, you know, like Erin has shared her story, which is obviously significantly different than mine. Mm-hmm. But, and I said to Carson, I go, you know, it doesn't compare, you know, to Erin and what she went through, you know, and, but
we're not comparing though. I think they're both equally important.
I know, but I didn't want it to see, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think but it is important no matter what it is, just, you know, check yourself. It doesn't, it's good, bad, or you know what I mean? Like, it was none of it's good, of course, but you know, it's important.
All right. Well, I love you, babe.
All right. Love you guys, too. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye, there.
All right,
bye. Bye, Lana. I'm glad you're okay.
It was funny. They suggested she get a more supportive thing to to wear to help keep
them. You can say nipple, but you can't say bra?
Well, I wasn't. No, it wasn't a bra. It was, I don't know what it was called.
Ew, girl stuff.
They put on, like, afterwards, like the surgery.
I don't know what it was. Garment. It was some sort of thing to keep. And so yesterday, she's like, oh, I'm feeling so much better. She took it off and just put on, like, a regular bra. And then about 20 minutes later, she's like, yeah, gravity is a thing. I'm putting that support thing back on.
Need that.
Yeah, ow, that hurts.
Doctors.
So, yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My favorite headline from the game yesterday between the Patriots and the Cleveland Browns, Kennedy. By the way, Patriots win 27-13.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns were supposed to be good. Instead, they are bad.
It's a little on the nose, but it's factual.
They're supposed to be good?
Yeah, they were supposed
to
be good
this
season.
At what point did any of you say that they were good
this year? No, people were saying they were Super Bowl contenders before the year started.
Yeah, and this game was supposed to be a marquee matchup Sunday afternoon. At the beginning of the season, when this was on the schedule, everybody said, oh, Baker Mayfield's coming to New England. This is going to be a great game. Instead, Bill Belichick gets his 300th win. Producer Dan was there with his lady friend, had awesome seats, braved all the terrible weather.
Yes, I might never be dry again, but I was there.
And then saw the people that were next to him just get blackout drunk, and apparently somebody got arrested. Is that a fact?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
So it was a Sunday at Foxborough.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
I was the most sober guy in the entire stadium, which was a weird turn for me.
Why did you do that? It was freezing cold. If nothing else, to stay warm, sir.
I know, but see, we wanted to go because we got the tickets, and Tom Brady's 42. There's all this talk about he might retire.
Mm-hmm. What's that got to do with beer
drinking?
I
wanted a chance to see the GOAT one more time,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to tailgate beforehand, but we didn't really have anywhere to go. Like, we were going to tailgate with Annie, but that kind of fell through. And then her sister was going to go because they have season tickets, but that kind of fell through.
I think a lot of people bailed yesterday because of the weather, so a lot of people got to go last minute with somebody else's
thing. What did that have to do with you drinking beer?
Well, I didn't tailgate outside the stadium. It would take me 10 beers inside to get drunk at $12 a pop,
which is ridiculous. Expensive. Understood.
If I was doing it outside the stadium for a 12-pack, it'd be different.
I understand.
So we have seats. We have great seats. And they're sit down. We're in section 103, and we get there. And then the row is almost empty. And then it starts to fill up with these four guys next to us.
Okay.
And the guy directly next to me, to paint a picture, 6'5" if he's an inch, and my weight, like he's wide, he's right. big, he's got well over 300, probably 340.
Right.
And the first thing he says to me is, "Sorry, buddy, I'm a large man. I'm going to take up a lot of your space." And I was like, you know, what are you going to do?
Tan's like, I feel that vibe.
I was like, you know, I've
too am
there.
Large. Let us share.
We'll just be shoulder to shoulder, buddy. Go fat. And he's decked out all in camo rain gear.
Oh, yeah.
Like you do.
Because these guys have all traveled from Maine.
No.
And they are all very dressed like they travel from Maine.
Yep.
So it's a 5-hour ride.
Right.
They took a day off of work the next day.
Oh, did they stay like at a hotel down
yep,
there?
Yep, they got a hotel in Patriots Place.
Oh, wow.
They've been tailgating all day. Like, they put a lot of money
into
this
Oh, they spent
trip.
The day at Bass Pro Shop. Yeah. They had a full day of events.
Guarantee you, I'm like a bit of an authority on getting drunk. These guys don't remember the rest of the game at all. They woke up in the hotel this morning and go, "What happened? Did we win?"
Money well spent.
Where's Baker Mayfield? Is he doing okay?
About midway through the second quarter, the big guy next to me just stops being intelligible.
Right.
And the words are no longer words.
Oh.
And he's just throwing an arm around me and going, "Hurr, zzz, 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 zzz."
Oh,
and I'm like, "Yeah, first down, right?" He's like, and I'm trying to figure out what this man is saying.
Now, Brittany, has she ever been to a game before?
No. She had never been to a football game. She was trying to figure out the art of the high five.
Right.
Like,
with random people.
She is a champ for going in that weather yesterday.
I know. She's a trooper. We had a lot of fun, actually, believe it or not. But she didn't know when to do it and when not to do it. And it was like, anytime you hear a cheer, throw your hand up, someone is going to want to slap your hand with their hand.
And it doesn't matter if you know them or not.
No, especially the drunker they get, they're high-fiving over. We stopped them on 3rd and 2.
And then it becomes a thing, like, you feel like you high-fiving that person was good luck for the team, so you have to do it that same person in that same order. Like, no, I got to this woman first, then that guy.
So then at one point, when the big guy throws another one of the guy's hats about 40 rows down.
Right.
Why do boys do that?
We're dumb.
That's a thing, and
we're
I don't
stupid.
Get that.
And now he goes, "Go get my hat, dude." So the guy's brother goes, "I'll get your hat, bro." And instead of going down the aisle, he just starts walking on people's chairs.
No way.
And now he's scrolling down 15 rows.
Does nobody try and stop him and say, "Bro"?
Chair to chair, he's hammered. So he's using people's heads as like leverage.
Oh, and it's all wet.
There is no chance.
I thought for sure.
Was this the guy that got arrested?
No.
What?
Okay.
Kicked out at least?
No, that guy was convinced I was Matt Patricia, though.
Well, I mean, who isn't?
And apparently, I know. He goes, "Has anyone ever told you that before?" I was like, "A, you 46 times already. You don't remember because you're drunk." But B, yes.
You just need to wear a hat, stick a pencil under there, and start taking pictures for $5 a pop, bro.
Yeah, so I guess their buddy Drew, who was sitting in a higher section, like they all tailgated together, but he probably couldn't afford like the good seats.
Right.
He's only 20.
And
he was hammer drunk, apparently.
Did he get taken like under Gillette?
He was in the jail cell under Gillette.
No way.
And now they're all looking at me going, "Use your Matt Patricia powers and get him out." Like, I'm going to stroll down there with a clipboard and a pencil in my ear and go, "Guys, he's good. He's with me.
He's supposed to be on the sidelines calling plays."
I'm serious. I think from now on, we should get you tickets to the game, and that's what you do.
Right.
You wear a backwards hat and the pencil and the clipboard.
Yeah, and you got to have the little earpiece headset.
And then just get you a little bit of extra cheddar, Dan. You might as well use it.
All right, the New England Patriots are 8-0. Bill Belichick gets his 300th victory. And Kennedy, this is when the real season starts now. Sunday night.
I'm over
Ravens.
It already, though.
Sunday night, Ravens.
See, this is what you're telling me, is that this is the first game, but then you're telling me that the Cleveland Browns were supposed to be good, so this was supposed to be a game. When last week, we all talked about how this was supposed to be an easy game.
No, Kennedy, the Browns were supposed to be good before the season started.
But not last week when we talked about it.
No.
It changed. All
right, so why did it matter? Why is that even relevant anymore? They were not a good team, right? Shouldn't we have beaten them by more? I feel like we should have beaten them.
No, you're right. Our offense is like, I think our defense
scored 21
points.
Like, we got some problems, right?
Honestly, if Devin McCourty wasn't on the Patriots, we would not be winning games.
Dan, do you feel that next week if they start to lose, you're going to have to start getting drunk and wear camo and walk over top of people's chairs?
If people want to get me tickets, I promise you I will get drunk and wear camo at the next game.
Let's go. Look it, he won. He won while he was there, people.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Monday, and you know what that means, Kennedy.
Nosy Carson is here.
Nosy Carson, our favorite bit of the week, right next to what are you doing for the weekend?
It's some groundbreaking stuff.
Riveting, truly.
I need you to know you can only get this here.
High-level content.
In the wee hours of the morning before 6 a.m. every
Monday.
We are going
into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame because of how was your weekend, Kennedy? What did you do this weekend?
Well, I didn't do anything I was supposed to do. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a lot of stuff around the house. I got almost all the way unpacked, and then I started doing... I have this really old furniture. It was my great aunt's. It was in her house forever. It's where my grandmother and grandfather cut their wedding cake on the table that
I
have.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
You know, that dining room table I've had forever.
Yeah.
And last time I saw my family, they were like, why do you still have that? And I'm like, well, because it's mine. I mean, it's a part of our family
history. Do you
feel
like it's an heirloom?
I think, here's what I think at the end of the day. I've done a lot of thinking on this, probably more than I should, is that, you know, my sisters have kids, something to pass along history to, or start their own history with.
Right.
And this is kind of all I have.
Uh-huh.
But... It's I'm never going to use half of it, so I've decided to repaint it.
Oh,
so I spent a lot of time at the Home Depot,
right?
A lot of time on YouTube videos,
okay,
looking at women who are painting things with chalk paint.
Oh,
which I cannot get behind. So
we did a chalk paint thing with my sister-in-law.
Yeah, chalk
really
paint.
Good.
Chalk paint will never be in my house ever, ever, ever. But in any event, I'm pretty much an expert now.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to paint one this week, and we'll see what happens.
All right. I want to see pictures.
But the chairs are like 100 years old.
Right.
You know, and I'm about to paint them hot pink. But it'll be all right.
Hot pink.
Wow. My Aunt Catherine will be here for it. Each one's going to be a different color.
Okay. All right.
Like a hot pink, a
teal.
All right.
A prince purple.
I didn't have quite that exciting as a weekend as you did, Kennedy.
Well, you know, I saw you get a car wash on your Insta stories.
I did get a car wash.
Wow. You guys need to slow down.
Especially knowing the weather on Sunday. Smart.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a garage, so I just tucked the car away in the garage, but that didn't work because I ended up driving yesterday and it got dirty and everything. I obviously, my wife had surgery on Friday. She had a lump removed from her breast. She's doing very well. We're going to talk to her later in the show
this
morning. The doctor says it's exactly what they thought it was. It's not cancer. It's a hematoma or something
just
like that.
Just time to get it out.
Yeah, he said it was big. It was bigger than what I thought it was going to be. Like, he came out and he's like, yeah, it was like the size. It was bigger than a golf ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't picture anything that big in her little body.
Well, and that's why.
Like, you would have seen it sticking out.
You did. And that's why they wanted to remove it, because it had gotten so big. And he said that, you know, they really had to go up in there.
Yeah.
And like, the bruising is going to be a little bit worse than what they thought it was going to be, because it was pretty far. They went into the nipples. They didn't scar everything. But so there was just a lot of kind of maneuvering around that all weekend long.
And taking care of your sweet wife.
Taking care of my sweet wife, who cannot sit still for 2 minutes.
She's not a good patient.
No, I'm a great patient. I will sit in the bed for days on end to a point where the doctors say, hey, you've been healthy for like a week. Get up.
Right.
But that's not Lana.
Let's move around a little, bud.
Yeah. Lana's like, in fact, we went to a Halloween party on Saturday night. And, you know, it was like a big family. They have a balloon house or a bouncy house. And she's getting ready. And I can tell it's causing her discomfort. And it almost causes an argument between us, because I'm like, it's okay if you don't to sit down. I know you have FOMO. I know you want to go to the party, but just relax.
Right.
So as we're walking to the party, the doctor calls to check in on her. And she's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm going for a walk, going to a party. He's like, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And I can hear her talking to me. Oh, really, doctor? You say I'm supposed to be getting out and walking and doing it because it's good for me. She's like repeating everything he's saying out loud. Like, thanks, Doc. I appreciated that. And then we watched that Dolomite movie with Eddie Murphy on Netflix, which I highly recommend. It was fantastic. The Academy Award nominations are coming for that guy. It was very, very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, how was your weekend?
It was awesome. Friday, went to Sully's, finally had a double cheeseburger. I've been waiting for it since I don't even know how long.
It's been all summer.
But I feel like my car still smells like it. I got into it this morning.
I'm going to hop in this morning.
It's burned in my nostrils, just that smell. And Saturday, we had our Halloween party. So I was Bob Ross, and wearing facial hair was the most difficult thing I think I've ever done
especially
in my entire life.
Especially those, like, garbage beards.
It's all synthetic, yeah. Get.
Yeah.
We noticed a theme with you every Halloween. You dress as a dude.
It's just a better costume. It's just more my vibe. I'm not like a...
I just feel like, you know, as much as you, I don't think... You don't go to these things to sort of stand out. That's not who you are. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, Halloween is just, as a girl, your time to shine is a slutty whatever.
A nurse.
And you choose to go the other direction, which I love.
Mm. So plus, Bob Ross drunk guys aren't going to hit on you when you're dressed as Bob Ross.
You'd be
but
surprised.
They did.
Bob Ross this year, who was it last year?
Post Malone.
And then the year before was Jack Sparrow. Right.
And then I was Flava Flav.
Like, I mean, noticing just, a pattern.
Andy, what was their pickup line? I want to paint a couple of happy trees.
Yeah. It's just happy accidents, Dan. It's no problem. I would take the beard off and they're like, okay, much better. We can deal with this now.
And producer Dan, you went to the Patriots game.
I had a crazy weekend, actually.
Save some of the Patriots stuff because I want to talk about that in a few minutes.
Well, I did so much stuff. Let's do some other stuff.
Okay, what else did you do?
I got a new dog.
Which we're going to meet at 7:15.
Yes, he is a whirling dervish of a puppy. Y'all are in for a surprise.
I'm so excited.
All right.
I went to a Halloween party. Somebody dressed as me for the first time in my life.
Somebody.
Brittany dressed as producer Dan.
And it wait, what is she? How does she dress as producer Dan?
Unfortunately, it looked exactly like me.
It was so good.
She borrowed your clothes?
No, but she got an outfit that is basically, if it wasn't a costume party and it was just a regular party, that is 100% exactly like, what I would have been.
Did you get to keep the shirt in the scally?
I do get the scally cap after Halloween.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.